Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled, "With Firm Belief in Master and DAFA, I Am Returning to My True Home," by a DAFA disciple in Heilongjiang Province.
Minghui Fahui, "With Firm Belief in Master and DAFA, I Am Returning to My True Home," by a DAFA disciple in Heilongjiang Province, dictated to and recorded by a fellow practitioner. I am a veteran disciple who obtained the Fa in 1996. There are so many miracles that have happened to me over the years that it's impossible to describe them all in just a few days. I grew up during the CCP's Cultural Revolution and as a result didn't learn much in school. Due to my limited education, I missed the first 8 sharing conferences for practitioners in China. This time, I'm determined to share my experiences so I may express my deep gratitude to our revered master. Without DAFA, there'd be no me. Master has borne so much for me, and only by cultivating solidly and saving more people can I not let Master down. 1. DAFA shows miracles. The lowest point of my life came in 1996. As if my suffering from coronary heart disease, arthritis, asthma, and a back problem was not enough, my husband developed a mental disorder that year. He often beat me and our 3-year-old daughter for no reason. Whenever I had a heart problem episode, I couldn't do any household chores, let alone cook for my family. I have no idea how I survived. I will never forget May 8, 1996, the day my neighbor gave me a ticket to listen to Master's Fa teaching audio tapes. The moment I sat down in the auditorium, I fell asleep, but amazingly, I heard everything in my heart. When I returned home that day, I threw away all my medicines without any hesitation. The second day I listened to the Fa lectures, I still dozed off. It was the same on the 3rd day of the lecture series, but I was awakened by a gust of wind in the middle of my sleep. I opened my eyes in fright and was surprised to see the auditorium was actually very quiet, with only Master's voice playing from the audio recorder. There was no wind at all. After that, I no longer felt sleepy, but my heart still hurt a lot. One night, when I returned home from my night shift, I saw my daughter's dirty laundry in the hamper and doubted if I had the strength to wash her clothes. Then I said to myself determinedly, "Aren't I a cultivator? Master said cultivators have no illnesses. I'm sure I can wash clothes without any trouble." Just like that, I cleaned up my whole house for 4 straight days, during which I had no problems with my heart. My neighbor and colleagues all witnessed the incredible changes in me. I went to listen to Master's Fa lectures again on June 26, 1996, and kept coughing after I got home. The egg-white-like vomit I had didn't scare me, as I firmly believed everything was a good thing and Master was protecting me. I coughed like that until September. Then I all of a sudden stopped coughing, and the asthma that had bothered me for years disappeared miraculously. 2. Let go of attachments to life and death. Validate the Fa. I felt extremely sad after the persecution of Falun Gong began in July 1999 and couldn't understand why the Communist Party would suppress such a wonderful practice. While riding my bike home after my night shift on December 25, 2000, I skidded and fell on the snowy road. The Fa made me realize that Master was encouraging me to walk faster. As soon as I returned home, I contacted a few fellow practitioners and we agreed to go to Beijing together to appeal for DAFA. Not long after we got our train tickets, we got word that some practitioners had been arrested on their way to Beijing. I was a bit unsure about my plan and kept asking myself why I was going to Beijing. Then I realized that as a person who had benefited so much from DAFA, I must stand up and say a few words for DAFA. The train was more than 3 hours late and didn't arrive in Beijing until after midnight. There were no police around at that time, and we didn't experience any trouble. When we got to Tiananmen Square, I called out, Falun Dafa is good. Falun Dafa is the righteous Fa, and restore my master's reputation. I also unfurled a banner that read, Falun Dafa is good, but I was soon knocked down by the police. 2 months later, my employer bailed me out of detention and put me in the in-house brainwashing center instead. They didn't make any real trouble for me and still paid my salary and employee benefits for the 2 months I was imprisoned. My younger brother was arrested in March 2000 for going to Beijing to appeal. When two police officers ordered him to write a guarantee statement and curse Master and Dafa, I overheard the conversation outside the office. Without even thinking, I went in and said to the officers, "Why do you teach people to say swear words?" They acted as if they received an electric shock and jumped up and ran away. Everyone was stunned. This experience was truly as Master described in teaching the Fa at the Western U.S. International Fa Conference. Quote, "So, as a cultivator, what is truly remarkable is when you can be steadfast and have righteous thoughts so firm that nothing can sway you. Be solid and firm like diamond or granite, and then nothing can affect you. Evil will be afraid at the mere sight of you. If upon encountering trying circumstances your thinking can be truly righteous, then when faced with the evil's persecution and when faced with interference, just one sentence of yours fortified with steadfast righteous thoughts can instantly make the evil disintegrate, and it will make those who are being used by the evil turn and flee. It will make the evil's persecution of you dissolve, and it will make the evil's interfering with you disappear without a trace. One thought born of righteous faith is all it takes, and whoever can hold firm that righteous thought and go the distance will become a magnificent god forged by Dafa." Unquote. 3. Master guides me to break free from the devil's den. I was sentenced to 3 years of forced labor in November 2004 for clarifying the facts. Since the beginning of my cultivation, I had been memorizing the Fa on a regular basis. Such solid Fa study certainly helped me greatly while I was in detention at Wanjia Forced Labor Camp in Heilongjiang Province. Thanks to Master's protection and the Fa's power, I was able to pull through the ordeal. The labor camp required all newcomers to write guarantee statements. When I refused, I was forced to squat for 7 days straight, during which time I couldn't wash or change my clothes. This 7-day torture took a toll on my legs, which kept quivering afterwards. For a period of time, I even lost the ability to walk. I kept reciting the Fa from memory and felt time slip by quickly. I knew Master shouldered a lot for me. Even though I refused to recite the labor camp rules, I still lined up when ordered. Later I realized this was also cooperating with the evil, and I wasn't righteous enough. The next time the guards tried to line us up, I stepped aside and declared I wasn't going to follow their orders anymore. Enraged, they covered my eyes and led me to a room where they cuffed my hands behind my back and threatened to shock me with electric batons. I thought to myself, quote, "Just by staying unaffected, you will be able to handle all situations," unquote. Teaching the Fa at the conference in the Midwest, U.S., 1999. I asked the guards why they were keeping my eyes covered, and they acted as if they had received a shock and told me their batons ran out of charge. They returned me to my cell and cuffed my hands to the bunk bed ladder in such a way that I could neither stand up straight nor squat down. I reminded myself not to be moved, and soon they sent in people to release the handcuffs. On February 20, 2006, the guards again demanded that I write guarantee statements, and I firmly declined. They then hung me up until I passed out. But as soon as I came to, they strung me up again. They repeated the torture quite a few times. At noontime, they cuffed my hands behind my back to the bunk bed ladder so they could enjoy their lunch. They began to play poker after lunch and threatened to put me through the same torture again in the afternoon. I said to Master in my heart, "Master, I can't endure this torture passively. If you encourage me to resist the persecution, please help me remove my hands from the handcuffs." As a matter of fact, the guards had locked the handcuffs very tightly, but with that one thought, I was able to easily remove my hands. The four guards who were playing poker were shocked and swarmed all over me to beat me. They also hit my hands madly with their electric batons. As a result, they broke a bone in my left hand, which swelled instantly. They next cuffed my hands and hung me up again. The handcuff cut so deeply into my flesh that marks were still visible 2 years later. But at that moment, I was completely calm with a firm belief in Master and the Fa. They saw I was making no sound at all and became scared. They let me down and cuffed my hands to an iron chair for the next 3 days. As a result, my legs were extremely swollen and I couldn't walk. The guards again demanded that I recite the camp rules, and I replied, "I'm willing to sacrifice everything for the truth." The moment I finished speaking, I saw Master walking towards me with a smile on his face, and he removed two big chunks of substances from my chest. Master was by my side all the time. Even though my hands were very swollen, they never hurt. Once the guards insisted that I do hard labor, despite my swollen hands, and I firmly refused. The inmates couldn't understand why I couldn't just fake working without talking back to the guards. I told them, "I cultivate Dafa, and everything I do must be upright." Instantly, I felt that Master removed two chunks of substances from my body. One guard sighed, "What can we do if she's not even afraid of death?" Besides reciting the Fa from memory, I also sent forth righteous thoughts constantly to disintegrate the evil factors controlling the guards. Due to the torture, I developed symptoms of heart disease, angina pectoris, low blood pressure, and cerebral vasospasm, which refers to a condition in which a blood vessel's spasm leads to vasoconstriction and other serious complications. In the end, I even became bedridden and couldn't get up at all. My family filed complaints with all the relevant departments, and the labor camp eventually agreed to release me on condition that I sign a pre-written guarantee promising not to practice Falun Gong anymore. I knew I had to pass the test of sentimentality. Otherwise, it'd be like pushing my family to hell. I told my daughter there was no way I was going to sign the guarantee. I reminded her of how Dafa had blessed me and our family. Everyone thought their efforts were in vain now that I was determined not to sign any guarantee, but I kept negating such arrangements from the bottom of my heart. I was confident that Master had the final say about my cultivation path. One day, I had a dream in which I wobbled to the gate of the labor camp, and then suddenly I flew out. Not long after my dream, I was released without signing any guarantee. With Master's guidance, I returned home 1 year ahead of the end of my term. 4. Solidly cultivating my every thought. After my release, I never allowed myself to be treated as though I were ill. Instead, I kept studying the Fa and practicing the exercises. Gradually, I gained more and more strength. Since my pregnant daughter needed help, I moved to her home in the big city. One day, her husband went out to eat and brought back some lunch for his mother and our neighbor. My daughter was very angry that he didn't get anything for me, but I comforted her, saying, "You know, Mom is a cultivator, right? Nothing happens without a reason." Somehow, a lot of mosquitoes entered my daughter's home, and she asked me to clean everything up for her. My legs were still hurting from being tortured in the labor camp, but I managed to work the whole morning. The moment I sat down to take a break, my daughter and her mother-in-law came home. My daughter immediately flew into a rage and was soon joined by her mother-in-law. I knew this test was for me to improve my Xinqing and remembered a passage of Fa teaching from Zhuan Falun, quote, "Everything will assume the form of everyday situations, such as someone may have irritated you today, someone has upset you, someone has mistreated you, or someone suddenly speaks to you with no respect. It is to see how you will react to these issues." Unquote. With the Fa in my mind, I calmly passed this test. Not long after, as I was crossing the road, a car suddenly came out of nowhere and ran over the top of my foot. It hurt so much that I kept spinning. I reminded myself Master was protecting me and everything would be fine. My foot really swelled, but miraculously, my legs healed completely afterwards. Just 3 months after being released from the labor camp, all the abnormal conditions I experienced went away without a trace. 5. Master is guiding me all the time. Master was truly watching me every step of my Xinjing cultivation. One day, I wanted to cover the window with plastic to stop the cold air, when my husband stopped me and pulled out a big wooden plank to beat me. The pain was beyond description, and I immediately admitted to Master I still had a fighting mentality. Afterwards, my body did not hurt again. Every time I encountered tribulations, I would remember relevant Fa principles, and I knew Master was guiding my Xinjing elevation. Once my husband beat me again for no reason, and I couldn't contain my anger. Then a super gentle voice appeared in my head, quote, "Do not fight back when you are beaten or sworn at," unquote, Juan Falun. I smiled right away. My husband didn't want me to play the exercise music in the morning, and I was very unhappy. But even before I opened my mouth to protest, I saw the Fa in my mind, quote, "For your improvement is what's most important," unquote, further understanding in essentials for further advancement. I no longer felt upset. A few fellow practitioners and I decided to go to a neighboring town to send forth righteous thoughts for a practitioner who was scheduled to go on trial. Not long after we hit the road, we received a phone call reminding us to be careful, since there was a police roadblock up ahead. I got worried and wondered if I should get out of the car. Then I suddenly remembered the following poem by Master and calmed down, quote, "A forward move, myriad things come into being. A step back, all turns to nothing, forever to be a mystery," unquote. From Nothing, Hong Yin, Volume 2. When we arrived at our destination to park the car, a police vehicle pulled up right next to us. Soon, another police vehicle came too. We sent forth righteous thoughts together, and the two police vehicles drove away shortly. That whole day, we sent forth righteous thoughts for the practitioner outside the courthouse. One day, I was getting ready to go out to clarify the facts when some bird droppings fell on my head. I felt moved and doubted if I should still go out as planned. Then I remembered what Master said in Fa teaching given at the 2010 New York Fa Conference, quote, "I said early on that Dafa disciples are just, amidst all the enormous pressure and amidst real tests of life and death, going through a process of heading towards consummation. Weren't all the past persecutions of upright faiths doing the same? I've said before that mankind has failed time and again to draw positive lessons. People always manage to remember the negative ones. However hard things may get, Dafa disciples are saving the world's people, and in each and every initiative you undertake, you are doing what I described," unquote. I no longer had any hesitation and walked out the door with righteous thoughts. In no time, I persuaded 7 people to do the 3 withdrawals. As long as I have faith in Master and Dafa, I am confident that I can fulfill my prehistoric vow, reach consummation, and follow Master to return to my true home in heaven.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.